If you sit down to get your hair cut at Trombley Salon and Gallery in Kalamazoo, you might wonder why the woman in that photo on the wall looks so familiar.
My face is in a lot of them, so I think people will put it together.
That's Iana Apologopian. She works here at the front desk and has her art collages hanging on the walls, some of which have photos of her in them. Agopian's art is similar to Victorian paper collages.
Photography in magazines was this new thing, and people wanted to collect it, and it was this just a cool little handicraft that Victorian ladies got into.
What elements do you take out of that they had in the original Victorian paper collages?
I guess it's just that it's a lot of these little intricate, tiny, flowery, feathery images.
One of the most interesting things about Agopian's collages is that most of them are arranged in a circle, like Hindu mandalas.
I'm really inspired by nature and images and shapes that reappear in nature, and the circle is a pretty constant image and shape, and I usually start each piece with a circle of some sort and kind of go from there, and things just kind of radiate out from the center. I feel like circles, you can go big and small, and it's still always the same shape, whereas if you go with a rectangle, it's like you're boxed in by like an 8x10 or 11x14, and it just kind of starts to look stale for me.
In Agopian's work, you might find images like fashion models from an old book, songbirds, planets, and constellations, but also found objects like bottle caps, keys, and stamps.
I got really into pressing leaves and flowers this last summer. I built a big flower press and went through my yard and on some walks in various state parks and just collected things. Try not to take too much, maybe not more than you would like normally step on in a walk.
These photos, images, and objects all act like clues to the mystery behind the art.
You know, I'm adding all these elements slowly to these pieces and building up layers of meaning, which I see in one way and the viewer can take another way. You know, once they're all together in one unified piece, they take on a whole new level of meaning. That is like a puzzle. You know, every time you set out to like make a piece of art, you're kind of solving some kind of problem, you know. Here's a blank canvas, how am I going to fill it?
Iana Apologopian's collages will be on display at Trombley Salon in Kalamazoo until the end of February.